necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yeah, and I'm pumped up today because I'm holding in my sweaty hand a copy of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, the first edition. I'm so excited. We've been waiting for the publish of this book for some time now. I've got my good friend Randy Roach on the phone with me. Randy, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good today, Carl.
I'm so excited. I think of all of the people that was sent copies for the pre-release of the book, I was the first one who received it because I happened to be right over the bridge from the company that shipped them, correct?
Yeah, when I told Becky, she said, that's probably impossible. And she actually went and looked into it, then realized that all the books that were processed on Friday were already processed and shipped out already. So she said that was a good thing to happen.
Yeah, no, it was so cool. I received the book, and I have to say, it's a beautiful book. It's a hardcover book. Now, you said that there's also a softcover, correct?
Yeah, we did it in both hard. I always want to do it in hardcover, but I knew I was going to make it available in softcover because it's a little cheaper to buy that way also. And it's volume one.
This is an amazing book. I mean, I thumbed through it the other day, and I saw pictures of individuals that I've heard of that I've never really seen pictures of before. This, as we talked about earlier, this is really a history book of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a history. There's a lot of history that's been written on bodybuilding and the iron game because like John D. Fair, David Chapman, Jan and Terry Todd, these people have done extensive work. But nobody's really pieced together the history of the nutritional patterns and the history of nutrition as it pertains to bodybuilding and how they obtained that knowledge through the 20th century.
You know,
so I think it's a first for this one.
A lot of my listeners out there, you know, not the podcast listeners, because the podcast listeners tune in specifically because they know what we talk about here, but there's a lot of listeners on radio stations, and we're always popping up on new stations all the time, that just heard the word bodybuilding and thinking, okay, I can tune out now. This has nothing to do with me. But the reality is that everything that you're hearing about today in fitness and nutrition, all of the in-vogue things like the low-carbohydrate, high-protein diet, the low glycemic index carbohydrates, resistance exercise to help lose fat, all of these in vogue things that are being hawked today all find their genesis 30 years, 40 years, 50 years ago in this culture that you detail in this book, correct?
We can actually go back further. And it's true. You said people hear the word bodybuilding today and they cringe. It's got such a bad stigma. It's got a really bad name. And in some regards, it deserves it. But in others, it does not. Much of what we know today, especially in personal training and in barbells and dumbbells, it goes back into the 19th century with Hippolyte Triet and Louis Adela, who were training people way back at that point of time. But from a nutritional standpoint, especially the supplements, that actually was going back to the early 50s.
Now, this is Sandow on the cover, correct? Is the picture here?
Yeah, that's Eugene Sandow. I believe that's circa 1893.
I mean, and what an amazing physique, given the fact that they didn't have the technologies back then that we have here today. I mean, this guy was ripped to shreds. He had to be well in the single-digit body fats.
Yeah, he's extremely lean. And actually, he was not the owner of the greatest physique of that time, obviously one of the better ones. But even Bobby Pandor, who was only 165 pounds, he was a gymnast, he had tremendous muscular pronouncement. A lot of these guys who were really very well-developed, and they just... they relied on the basic tools of barbells, dumbbells, even early kettlebells, and whole natural foods.
Yeah, it's amazing. So now for those people out there who kind of early on in the interview may have partially tuned out until my little plea for them to pay attention about bodybuilding, let's talk about some things that you and I talked about the other day that you can learn probably in this book as well. So who was the person who first talked about trans fats?
He didn't specifically talk about them in general. He gave basically a general warning of trans fats. He was a strength trainer at the time, in the 30s, named Harry Good, part of the Good Brothers. It was 1939. He warned of the dangers of trans fats. This is very significant because most people only have become aware of the dangers of trans fats in the past, say, 5, 8, 10 years tops. Like you and I, we've been reading nutrition for a long time. We are aware of them back probably in the 80s, but the general public has only been made aware of the dangers of trans fats in the past 5 or 10 years. Harry, now that Procter & Gamble put out one of the first hydrogenated oils in Crisco at around 1911, so they've been out a long time. So Harry Good in 1939 was warning at a time when the American Medical Association was still promoting cigarette smoking for another 25 years, and it'd be another 50 years before medical academia and the orthodox healthcare systems that would recognize that there's dangers to these fats, these trans fats, hydrogenated oils. So he was a guy, you got to remember, at that time in 1939, Harry Good would have been considered a muscle-bound buffoon because they had the bodybuilding and weight training, especially weightlifting, had no respect from academia at all. That took a number of years to gain respect for
that. That frustrates the hell out of me because that's so true even today. I think that there's a lot of people out there that still see a fellow who has a well-etched physique and automatically dismisses him as someone who spends way too much time in front of the mirror, way too much time in the gym, and really a lunkhead, a musclehead. I mean, you pick the names that they've given to people who have spent time really, and you know, and if you can't, you know. The problem I have is you can't subscribe to the concept that the body is your temple and then look at a guy who built the Taj Mahal of bodies and go, well, he's a jerk.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the economy going on here. You're going to see in Volume 1 that this what you're talking about goes back a long way because Perry Rader and Bob Hoffman, they were also fighting the concern of the Perry called them strutting egotists. He wanted these guys to keep themselves in check because he understood, and he understood what bodybuilding could be at its essence. Like it came out of something called physical culture. It was a good thing because it was basically developing the body, developing your strengths, and in a natural way. But unfortunately, today a good physique is immediately correlated to steroid use. And even if you got a good physique and you're natural, people are going to think you're taking steroids anyways. But even back before steroids were out, it was still an issue. And you'll see, even back in the 50s and 40s, like Bob Hoffman, who, for your listeners who don't know who he is, he basically raised up American weightlifting through the 20th century and ran York and the York Barbell Club. And he was a weightlifter through and through. But he actually controlled bodybuilding for most of the mid-century, the 20th century, right up into the 70s, from the 1940s to the 70s, he was the guy in control of the entire iron game in the United States. He couldn't, in a sense, he did not like bodybuilding at all, but he wanted to keep it under control because he thought he pulled away from weightlifters, and he wanted muscles to do something. He thought weightlifters were everything and everybody, and everybody should lift
Randy,
weights.
Randy, we're going to go into a break. We're going to go into a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up with Bob Hoffman, and I've got some other questions for you, too, about who started to really profit from bodybuilding early on.
Okay.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with the author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. I've got a copy in my hand, and you can't have it. You'll have to buy your own. Stay tuned. There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Why use over-the-counter pain relievers?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm talking today with Randy Roach, author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. This is really an amazing book. It's very, very robust. How many pages in this first edition, Randy?
562.
Wow. This is really a labor of love for you. We were talking about Bob Hoffman and his control of bodybuilding early on. Was he one of the first ones to really try to profit from bodybuilding? Who was the first one to identify the sense in most men that they weren't muscular or strong enough and they really needed to build their bodies? That whole kicking sand in the wimp's face on the beach, that thing there.
That notion of man got to be strong, have to be strong, goes back even further than Bob Hoffman. That goes back to Lewis Adeline, even Sandow and George Jowett, Alan Culvert. All those guys were taking that slant. Charles Atlas, Angelo Cicilline was his real name. He had the ads all through the 20th century with the sand kicking. But to make profit off of it, for the first 50 years of bodybuilding in the iron game in North America and in Europe too, supplements weren't involved. It was basically barbells, dumbbells, and whole natural foods. And Bob Hoffman even wrote a book he put out in 1940 called Better Nutrition. And it wasn't bad for that time. It was based on whole natural foods. Now, he revised it in 1953 when soy protein came in, and again in 1960, to shift his emphasis onto that product. But these guys, for the first 50 years, they're very basic. But what it was Paul Bragg, John DeFerre wrote this in his Pioneers of Protein, great article. He's done a lot of great work. He wrote, but Paul Bragg said to Hoffman, he goes, you know, I bought my first weight barbell set around 1900-something. I can't remember the exact date he bought it. But he said, I still have it. And that's the problem. Everybody buys one barbell set, it lasts forever. Paul Bragg was warning Hoffman about this coming supplements, that these are renewable products. This is going to energize financially. But both Hoffman and Weider really didn't buy into these supplements and vitamins right off the bat. It was Real Blair who actually broke the ice and came in the very, very early 1950s with his high protein. It was actually just soy protein. And Hoffman realized immediately the financial bonanza, and he bumped Blair off pretty fast and jumped on the bean boat. And the rest was history in terms of our supplement boom in the fitness industry. And Perry Rader got in there. You know, our first MRPs were in the 1950s, the B-Fit, you know, it was the protein and vitamins together. So a lot of this stuff was out there early. And what I do is, for the readers, I try to classify or group this stuff in terms of the different dietary templates that evolved through the 20th century, many of them derived from some of our primitive so-called primitive cultures, and also this different supplement tiers. The different tiers that supplements took on through the 20th century as they became more sophisticated this volume one ends at the end of the 1960s, and it was very appropriate because the era changes. That was the dawning of the arrival of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the changing of the whole power structure in bodybuilding, and to the rise of the fitness industry, the rise of the Weiders in the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and onward. And bodybuilding just took a radical change.
You evoked the name of the Governator, and when I was thumbing through the book the other day, I came across a picture of a fellow named Bruce Randall. And when I first came across the picture, I thought it was Arnold. I had to stop and look again, and I thought, wait, that's not... This guy had a physique that really looked like Arnold, and his face almost looked like Arnold. He didn't have that twisted mouth, but he looked very much like Arnold. And I'm wondering, you know, this guy had amazing physique back then. Bruce Randall, do you remember writing about him?
Oh, yeah. Terry Strand in Chicago really was up on Bruce Randall. He was trying to track him down. Terry was inspired by Randall back in the mid-60s. Randall was Mr. Universe in 1959. He's known because he brought his body weight up to 402 pounds. You'll appreciate this, Carl. He did something like a 675-pound good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
That's huge. And like he was afraid to do that more on squats because of an old leg injury, but he experimented with food and weights and brought his body weight up to 402 pounds, and he dropped it all down and he competed and won the 1959 NABBA Mr. Universe.
Yeah, it has a remarkable resemblance to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I thought that was really interesting.
A lot of the physiques in the 40s and 50s, they're pretty cool. Like, I mean, that was before steroids took over. Like, I mean, those were the physiques. You know, in the 60s, they started to change.
Now, the reality is that our modern healthy nutrition, quote-unquote healthy nutrition, really found its genesis in this era here. You write a lot about the changing food venue as well.
Okay, this is going to be a very controversial area because yes and no. Yes, it started out, these early pioneers of bodybuilding, they extracted their information, nutrition, from the pioneers of nutrition, men like Dr. Robert McCarrison, Dr. Albert Howard, Biljamar Stefansson, Dr. Weston Price, Dr. Francis Pottinger. These guys were all in orthodox medicine, except for Stefansson was an anthropologist. But they basically studied these tribes and the effects of nutrition. And they got a lot of pertinent information. A lot of the early bodybuilders extracted. Even Armand Tanney read the works of Weston Price, Vince Gironda. Also, but what's happening now today, the question is, when I'll carry up in Volume 2, have we veered away? Are we relying too much on supplements or food fractions and stuff? This is a very controversial area because, again, we have the supplement industry is very powerful. And have we lost our way by devaluing food, real whole natural foods and raw foods? And that's the argument.
Interesting.
And so a lot of today, a lot of the bodybuilders are too much in the supplements. And you'll find that even the men in the supplement industry, such as Dr. Marlo DePasquale, such as Ron Kossoff, such as Ron Perillo, they all say you cannot do it on supplements alone. It has to be based on a whole natural diet and to make these supplements of any value.
It makes perfect sense. It
does. It really does.
Where can my listeners get copies of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors?
It's being published and sold to Author House, which right now is just getting started. It's just got out for the past week. So through my website, which is RaineyRoach.ca, and that will take them to Author House until the other people, I get the network set up in terms of who else is going to be retailing it.
And what's the hardcover retail for?
The hardcover goes for $67.95 and the softcover is $57.95. It's a little higher price than normal, but I think the book price is very
fair. It looks like a college anatomy and physiology book. I mean, it's really well. It's the binding is superb. The book is just beautiful. It would make a nice coffee table book. I mean, it's just a really, really well done book.
It was not easy to write. It was a lot of effort. It wasn't, like I said, it's not a book that can be done in months. It took years to get the information. Remember, there's another volume the same size. I really, you know specifically, I try. You asked me this on the radio.
Right.
I tried to keep it into one book. I didn't want people to think, oh, he's just stringing us along because he wants us to buy a second book. We tried our best, and we realized there's no way. There's no way people would even buy it because we were looking at a massive book, you know, and it's just too intimidating, so it had to be broken up.
Okay, so listeners can go to randyroach.ca, and they can order the book there in hardcover or softcover. And I suggest you place your orders soon because I have a funny feeling that it's going to be a while before people can get their copies. I have to believe this book is going to fly. I've gotten a lot of emails from people asking me when the book was going to be available. All year long, we've been waiting for it. Congratulations. It's a beautiful book, Randy.
Thanks a lot, Carl. Thanks a lot for your support on it, too.
Yeah, and if you have any questions for Randy, you can email them to me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll forward them to him. So don't forget, get your copy at randyroach.ca. And when we return, we're going to be talking to Dr. William Davis about lipoprotein A and why it's more important to know about than your cholesterol level. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She's simply awesome.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in tier one labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechano growth factor, or PT141, or hard to find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient
ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is Dr. William Davis. He's a cardiologist practicing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but he's also, more importantly, the author of the book Track Your Plaque, the only heart disease prevention program that shows you how to use the new heart scans to detect, track, and control coronary plaque. Welcome to the show, Dr. Davis.
Well, thank you, Carl.
That's a lot to say, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to capture all significant search terms.
There you go. Excellent, excellent. You know, first of all, I read your article that was posted on wellness.com, and that's how I came to learn about you. And you were talking about a subject that I also believe is very important, and that is something called lipoprotein A. So explain for my listeners, first of all, what lipoprotein A is and its relationship to cholesterol.
Well, in our program for trying to seize control of heart scan scores, that is coronary plaque, one of the things we start out with in all people is to identify all causes for heart disease, all causes for coronary plaque. And so there are obvious causes like high LDL cholesterol, low HDL, high triglycerides, et cetera, those obvious things we all know about that are included in a standard cholesterol panel or lipid panel. But then there are the sort of the hidden or the stealth sources of risk. And lipoprotein A is probably at the top of hidden risks for heart disease. It's probably the number one most vigorous, dangerous, aggressive cause for heart disease. The sad tragedy is that it's not widely talked about. Most people have no idea what we're talking about when we say lipoprotein A. And it's not uncommon. About estimates vary depending on the study and the population chosen, but it's probably affects about 15% of the population in general, and maybe 20% of people with heart disease. So by no means is it a rare pattern, but it is the most aggressive pattern.
Now, why don't you think more people talk about it? I mean, why when I go to my physician, isn't he saying, look, we're going to get your traditional lipid profile, but we're also going to check for lipoprotein A?
You know, Carl, I don't know for a fact, but my nagging suspicion is that a very simple phenomenon. If something doesn't yield a great deal of money for a drug manufacturer, it simply does not gain the benefit of a lot of marketing. So there is no patent-protectable, high-ticket treatment for lipoprotein. There are treatments. It is a struggle, but there are treatments. But none of them are really high-ticket, high-cost medications like the statin drugs for cholesterol.
So, you know, and I like you because I always go for that right away. I always think to myself, you know what? No one's talking about diseases that there aren't already drugs. The pharmaceutical companies have to be in position to capitalize on these diseases before they come to the forefront. So I have to believe that that's what it is as well. But okay. So, but you're saying that there are ways to treat high levels of lipoprotein A. And what are those?
Right. Well, of course, the first step is to find out whether you have it or not. And that's just a simple blood test. Sadly, a lot of doctors will say, well, I don't know what that is, or we can't test for that, which you can, or there's no treatment for it. And none of that is true. But the first order of business is to see whether you have it or not. The first treatment is generally niacin. And I use a lot of niacin. One of the peculiarities of lipoprotein A, Carl, is that there is tremendous individual variation in both the lipoprotein A particle, as well as its responsiveness to various treatments. So there's no one-size-fits-all treatment for lipoprotein A.
Gotcha.
So I've had people, for instance, I had a woman here just in the office 2 weeks ago whose starting level of lipoprotein A, and we did this because she had a lot of coronary plaque by a heart scan, but her starting lipoprotein A was 195, which is quite high, and on 1,500 milligrams of niacin, we reduced it to zero. Now, that's unusual. I have other people who've taken 2,000, even 3,000 milligrams of niacin and have a similar starting lipoprotein A, about 195, and they go down to maybe 160. So there's tremendous individual variation in responsiveness, but niacin still is the best agent we have for the majority of people. Now, niacin is something you should work with your doctor to take because there's a small risk of liver toxicity.
Right.
The preparation I use is something called slow niacin, SLO niacin. There is a prescription niacin, which is not FDA approved for lipoprotein A. That shouldn't stop us, but it's very costly, and so I use slow niacin, which costs us about $12 a bottle.
Now there is sustained release niacin, and there is what's the other one? So there's two different preparations of niacin that are designed to just take once a day. One is called sustained release, and the other one is, I forget, enterically coated or something like that. What is slow niacin? Is that the sustained release version, or is that the enterically coated one? Do you know?
It's a form of a sustained release. The two preparations I have used, because the pattern of release, the duration of trickling out niacin, is about 6 hours or so, and that's true for the niacin span. That's the prescription.
Right.
It's also true of this slow niacin. There are very slow-release preparations. Those you buy in the health food store, and those tend to have a higher risk of liver toxicity.
I was going to say, I know that you have to be careful with niacin because, personally, I take 300 to 400 milligrams of just regular over-the-counter niacin every single day as just part of my supplement regimen. But I know that some of the niacins, you have to be careful. You have to talk to your doctor about because some of them could cause stress to the liver.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and so you don't want to trade one problem for another problem.
That's right. You're pretty tough if you can take the crystalline immediate release niacin from a health food store. That actually works quite well, but it has more of that hot flush effect.
I actually like it. I'm one of these people who likes to feel things working. So I know it's working. I get that little itchy feeling. I go, oh, my niacin's working. I'm okay now. What else can we do aside from niacin? If someone's not a candidate for niacin.
Well, I'll make this last point about niacin.
Oh, yes, please.
One form of niacin clearly does not exert any effect on lipoprotein, and that is no-flush niacin. So, as you point out, the flush does indicate that you have absorbed the niacin. The lack of a flush doesn't necessarily mean something's not working, but there's a preparation called no-flush niacin, which in my experience has no effect whatsoever, which is sad because I've seen people get great results with real niacin, only to see the entire effect reversed by taking what I think is a scam product, which is a no-flush niacin.
Right, which is actually a potassium-based niacin, if I remember correctly.
It's a salt, yeah. Inositol hexaniacinate.
Right.
So, after niacin, if necessary, there are a number of directions to turn. In the males, I tend to look for testosterone. We check testosterone levels, and if there's sufficient leeway, we'll give testosterone supplementation. I use a cream. In females, it's a bit more difficult because the next choice would be estrogens. Estrogens are a messy topic. A lot of women have been turned off by all the talk about the increase in endometrial and breast cancer. Sadly, I always point out to the ladies that that conversation was perhaps waylaid and confused by the fact that in the HERS trial and the Women's Health Initiative, they used Premarin, which of course has nothing to do with humans. We really lack data, though, in the effect of human estrogens on lipoprotein. But there are data that suggest it does reduce it, but we'd like some more before we would wholeheartedly embrace the idea of using estrogens for females. But it does work for a reduction of lipoprotein A. And in fact, in one of those trials, the only subset of women who actually obtained substantial benefit reduction of heart attack were the women with lipoprotein A.
Interesting. Interesting.
After estrogen or perhaps testosterone, a DHEA has been reasonably helpful for reduction of lipoprotein A. It's probably a little more helpful in ladies. It's something we would not do in anybody younger than 40 years old because younger people tend to have oodles of DHEA already. But as you and I age, our normal production of DHA drops, and along with it, lipoprotein A increases. And so one of the neat and interesting ways to reduce lipoprotein A is to supplement DHEA, usually in the doses of 25 to 75 milligrams, depending on your blood levels.
Right.
After that, it's a toss-up which direction to turn. There are lots and lots of interesting agents that we've tried, but they all suffer from the same kind of tremendous variation in responsiveness. There's a really neat study called the Lugalawa study, L-U-G-A-L-A-W-A, and one of the lead researchers is Antico Marcovina, M-A-R-C-O-V-I-N-A, Marcovina, from the University of Washington. And this was just an observation in a Bantu tribesmen in Africa, and they made this very interesting observation. They noticed that the Bantus who lived near Nyasa Lake, which is teeming with 33,000 different species of fish, had half the level of lipoprotein A compared to the inland Bantus who were pure vegetarians and did not fish the lake. And these were genetically similar groups of people. So that's launched this speculation that those high-dose omega-3 fatty acids, high-dose fish oil, also is that useful for reduction of lipoprotein A. And that has since been validated to some degree in a German study. Now, we're talking about EPA and DHA doses,
right,
doses of the omega-3s of north of 5,000 milligrams per day. So this is an awful lot. We've done this sporadically because we do it as a third-tier effort. It is a little bit costly depending on your fish oil preparation, but that can be used as a treatment also. There are also some nice food strategies to use for reduction of lipoprotein A. There are some very nice data to suggest that ground flaxseed in your diet can help.
Mm.
The effect is relatively small, but with lipoprotein A, we're often grateful for any effect at all because it is difficult.
And plus, so a lot of these things are cumulative. So if you're using a few different strategies here, and each one is bumping it down a little here and a little there, the cumulative effect may be what your goal happens to be anyway.
That's right. It's really, sadly, it's exceptional that if you just do one thing, say take niacin, that it drops to favorable levels. That one woman I talked about who dropped her level to zero, she truly was an exception. I brought that up just to show, to highlight the
right,
extreme variation in response. But ground flaxseed is a neat thing you can do. Raw
hey, Dr.
Olives.
Dr. Davis, we're going to go into a commercial break in just a moment.
Okay.
I want you to save some of these other food products for when we come out of the break. And we can discuss those at all as well. We're talking today with Dr. William Davis. He's the author of the book Track Your Plaque, and it discusses the value of understanding what levels of plaque are and using the new CT scan for coronary plaque, how to control coronary plaque, and perhaps even reverse heart disease. And we're also talking about lipoprotein A and the importance of being screened for lipoprotein A. This is not something that your doctor is talking to you about. You need to bring it up to your doctor. You need to tell your doctor you want to be screened for lipoprotein A. We're going to go into a quick commercial break, pay some bills, and when we come back, we'll finish up with the interview. So stay tuned.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 5,000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Get strong, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Dr. William Davis. He's the author of Track Your Plaque, and we're talking about lipoprotein A, ways to control it right now. So, Dr. Davis, you were saying another food product that could also help lower lipoprotein A. I think you were just saying about some nut meats of some sort. What were you talking about?
Raw almonds specifically. It doesn't mean other nuts don't work, but there are data only confined to almonds, but I advocate use of almonds in unrestricted amounts. So people are afraid of nuts because they're afraid they're going to gain weight, but that simply is not true, and we've never seen that effect. As long as they're raw, it's the roasted in oil, hydrogenated cottonseed oil, honey roasted, beer nuts, etc. Those are the kinds of forms that do indeed add to weight and exert undesirable effects. But if you're buying nuts raw, you can buy them bulk and expensively, but specifically raw almonds used generously can reduce lipoprotein A. We use that a lot. Another strategy we've used, the conventional conversation for diets that reduce heart disease risk are all low-fat diets. Low-fat diets make lipoprotein A worse. They raise lipoprotein A, and they exert some other effects that amplify the dangers of lipoprotein A. So I would go so far as to say that the conventional diet, the low-fat diet, the one that the Heart Association advocates rather broadly, is a diet that probably makes lipoprotein A more dangerous than it was.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's science is constantly unfolding, and everything we thought was correct years ago or even 6 months ago just, you know, flies in the face of new research. It just amazes me. It never ceases to amaze me.
Curiously, Carl, and this is an issue I remain somewhat uncertain about what to do, is the fraction of fat that is most effective for reduction of lipoprotein A is clearly saturated fat. Now, as you probably know, that there's a reinvigoration of the conversation on is saturated fat bad, is a little bit more okay, et cetera. You know, Gary Taubes, good calories, bad calories, has really thrown a wrench into the whole conversation about fat limitation. But I think, at the very least, the clear-cut observation that saturated fat reduces lipoprotein A should mean that very low saturated fat diets are probably not necessary for the majority of people. I don't think it should provide us carte blanche to eat bacon and sausage. There are other issues here like sodium nitrite and curing of meats, etc. But I think that a person with lipoprotein would do better on a more liberal saturated fat and overall a healthy oil intake than on a low-fat diet.
Yeah. You know, it comes back to everything in moderation.
I think so. And including alcohol, it's quite clear that there's a dose-dependent effect of alcohol on lipoprotein A, which, of course, could be dangerous, taken in excess. But this is beyond that red wine, alcohol raises HDL conversation. There's clearly an effect of alcoholic beverages and reduction of lipoprotein A. To my knowledge, no one knows why that is, but it's been proven quite clearly. In fact, the people with the lowest lipoprotein are alcoholics.
Yeah, interesting. You know, I tell you what, every time you mention one of these things, what comes back to me is the liver. You know, it's been my understanding that the liver controls through receptors and the ability to flush out of the system certain fractions of cholesterol. HDL is elevated in the liver when you use niacin because the liver responds to niacin. LDL is lowered because it increases the LDL receptors in the liver. You talk about all these different things, and I keep coming back to the liver. You know, for the fat is very important for the liver. Too much fat is not healthy for the liver, but the liver requires some form of fat to function properly. You know, I come back to, you know, the liver when you talk about these different things. I think that the liver plays a major role in regulating the amount of lipoprotein A, just the way it does HDL and LDL.
It does. There's an added twist to the lipoprotein A story, Carl, and that is beyond liver production of the components that form the lipoprotein A molecule is the strange behavior. There's two parts to this molecule. They are connected in the blood, and so much of the research that has been aimed towards reduction of lipoprotein A has been aimed towards trying to keep these two parts from coming together. And I think that's going to be where a lot of the new and emerging research will head. That is, what can you and I do to inhibit the assembly of these two pieces? Because the two pieces by themselves aren't that bad. It's when they get together they exert all these bad effects.
Interesting. Well, now let's tell my listeners where they can learn more about your book. First of all, where can people get your book, Track Your Plaque?
Track Your Plaque is available on Amazon. It's getting on a bit, but it still remains fairly current. There is a lengthy lipoprotein A conversation in there. I also have a lot of conversations on my website, but it is a membership, pay-for-membership website. So that tends to be for the highly motivated, with its focus being on what can you and I do to stop the progression or even decrease heart scan scores.
And what is that? What is that website?
That's at trackyourplaque.com.
Okay.
And then open to everybody is my blog, which is the Heart Scan blog. And rather than remember a long website address, what I tell people is just put Heart Scan, the search phrase, Heart Scan, into Google, and I come up on the first page, and you'll see it listed right beneath the Heart Scan blog. And on there, I talk a lot about lipoprotein A, the emerging research in lipoprotein A. And let me just make one last little plug.
We're
also forming the tax-free foundation that we're going to call the Lipoprotein A Research Foundation because I have this in about 300 of my patients. My wife has it. My good friend has it. So it's all around us.
Right.
And I'm very interested in accelerating the research success for this thing and finding
I'm aware that lipoprotein A is very, very important to be tracked as well. It's something that I've been aware of for some time now. I want to thank you very much for being on the show today, Dr. Davis.
My pleasure, Carl.
I also want to thank my other guest, Randy Roach, for coming on and talking about muscle, smoke, and mirrors. You can get a copy of the book at randyroach.ca, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And I want to remind you that we have a giveaway, $800 worth of gym equipment. You can win $800 worth of gym equipment, including a set of Power Block dumbbells, a training bench, and a stand for the Power Block dumbbells. And you can just go to the Superhuman Radio homepage and enter there, and you have a chance to win that. It's really a great set. It goes from 5 to 50 pounds per dumbbell in 2.5-pound increments. Very, very easy to use. I love these things. I think they're great. Everybody should have a set of these at home so you can train at home as well. And it doesn't, you know, there's a lot of people who make excuses for training. They can't get to the gym. If you have a set of these at home, you can train in the morning before work and get it over with. And it's a great product. So visit the Superhuman Radio website at superhumanradio.com and be sure to enter often to win a set of Power Block dumbbells, quick chains dumbbells, and then the bench and stand that goes with it. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be back next week with another show. See you then.
Have you seen some of these 60-year-old movie stars lately?